www.com is the email address. And drop a, send an email. Let us know what you're thinking. It's now time where we take a look at the behavior of others compared to ourselves so that we can feel better about ourselves. Two women in Philadelphia have been fighting over the same guy. And finally, they just decided to just let it all out and have it out last week. Let's see here. One of the women is in her 20s. The other is in her 30s. The younger woman went to the 30-year-old's house last Wednesday, along with her mom and 8 or 9 of her friends.
Ah. It was a gang response.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they went all Goodfellas on the place. First, they smashed in all the windows and the front door with a baseball bat.
Nice.
This is not the guy's house. This is the rival girl's house.
And this is Philly. Okay, so, Then they dumped a box of rats into the house.
Live rats?
Uh-huh. And someone apparently had stolen the woman's purse and then punched her. The police are still trying to track down all 10 or 11 of the suspects. Really, how hard is it? How hard is that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see nothing. I ain't nothing.
All right.
So how do you find a box of rats? Well, it is Philadelphia.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
Do you want two women fighting over you?
Not that quality of
you guys weren't here for the famous murder case of the two women feuding over one guy, and it ended in murder. And in fact, it brought in Inside Edition with Bill O'Reilly to cover the story back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, of course, I mean, I have the two women fighting over me all the time problem. It's a constant.
Okay. I understand, my friend. I understand.
Actually, if you're the guy, you don't want this.
No.
Because let's say you pick one versus the other.
Uh-huh.
For argument, you pick the 30-something woman.
Okay.
She is constantly going to be over your shoulder looking. You know, you could really have to stay late at the office.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be this, where were you?
Uh-huh.
Where is she?
Right.
You'd
What's her name?
All the time.
That would drive you crazy.
No
way to live at all. And you certainly don't want somebody who feels the way to resolve an issue is to dump live rats in your place.
But you don't want the mistaken rat. No, really, I really was late at the office. Well, too bad. The rats have already been released.
Get rabies. Could you go to sleep at night knowing that this woman is capable of this?
No. Stress level is way too much. 41-year-old guy in Australia was about to get married a few months ago and had his bachelor party the night before the wedding. But he got so hammered he showed up at the church the next day still drunk. And when the minister said he would not perform the wedding for ethical reasons, the groom got in a fight with the preacher.
Nice.
He was arrested, and his fiance appropriately dumped him. Nice. And that's exactly what should happen. Good. God. How do you get in a fight with a preacher?
You're drunk.
How does that? I mean, no. You know what it is. You're a big butthead, and I have to use the correct radio language here, before you got drunk. You know, getting drunk enhances.
That's right. The alcohol enhances your
buttheadedness.
Buttheadedness, yes.
Okay, but the bride, of course, has been planning this for the last 6 months.
At least, yeah.
We got centerfolds and invitations, and we picked out
a meal.
Wait
a minute. Centerfolds?
Centerfolds?
Centerpieces. We got all of that.
What kind of wedding have you been to? I've never had that kind of an experience.
So the bride is thinking how disrespectful this is for the guy not to be sober and ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is my dream day. I've been planning this forever.
How do you just punch out the preacher? Marry me, or I'm going to knock your teeth out. Now, you'd think the producers of Maury, you know, the guy, the TV show, Maury Povich, would know to keep their guests separated before the show and save all the drama for the stage, right? No. 46-year-old John Coley and his girlfriend, 25-year-old Shantae McGee Brown, traveled from Chicago to Connecticut last week to tape an episode, and the producers put them both up at the Doubletree Inn in Norwalk. The night before the show taped, they bumped into each other at the hotel, and Shantae found out why they were there. Turns out John had been sleeping with her mother.
And she was not supposed to find out about it until the show was filming.
They immediately started brawling right there in the hotel lobby. They were both arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. As far as we know, they did not end up recording their episode.
Well, wait a minute, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, I thought these kinds of shows were off the air. And obviously, they've gone one step beyond. That's horrendous. To take someone out onto stage in front of an audience and say, gee, we have something that's going to be shocking to you. And in front of the whole world, we're going to get your reaction now, when you find out that your man's been sleeping with your mother.
Now, think about this for just a second, okay? This is the worst part of this whole story. These two individuals did not know why they were going to be on Maury.
But they wanted to be on TV.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Neither one of them knew why they were going. They were just going. Who was it that leaked the info to the Maury Povich producers and put it all together? Somebody in the family had to weasel out to Maury Povich producers to the TV show and make the arrangements. I mean,
well, you see that they advertise that at the end of the shows, right? Where they say, if you have a story that you think would be good for the Maury Povich show, give us a call right now.
That's the most disturbing thing of it all, is that you got somebody in your family that's a rat, that's a weasel, and is willing to sell you out to the Maury Povich show. Hey, Maury Povich wants to, well, why am I going to be,
unless this was the guy doing it and decided this was the best way to have her find out where she wouldn't kill him. There'd be other people around.
You tell someone, particularly younger, you're going to be on TV, and they don't care for what. You're going to be on TV. Good, I'm going to be on TV.
Woohoo!
We're going to reveal the most humiliating, embarrassing secret.
I don't care.
I'm going to be on TV.
We're
going to
be on TV.
Sounds awesome. All right, let us make it. You sit down. We got to make ourselves feel better.
Okay.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's
quick
too.
Look at the news.
Obviously. All right, Marvel has its superhero movies planned out until the year 2028. By that time, the Hulk won't be the only superhero wandering around angrily wearing nothing but a pair of old pajama pants. And instead of a hammer, Thor will be swinging his oxygen tank. Okay. The Academy of Music Country Music Awards took place last night. As you probably expect, the big winner was the inventor of bolo ties and extra-tight bedazzled jeans.
Although, did you see who presented the award to the Entertainer of the Year?
No, don't care.
LL Cool J. He has a lot to do with country music, right? Yeah, yeah. LL Cool J handing off a trophy to George Strait.
That's different.
Odd.
There's an online petition asking for a different ending of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
If you signed it, don't expect any action. They're still deliberating on my petition to finally reveal what it was that Willis was talking about. Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco recently said that getting breast implants was the best decision she'd ever made. Case in point, you are an intelligent person with a discerning taste in TV, and yet you still know who Kaley Cuoco is.
Now, come on. The Big Bang Theory is a very witty show.
I enjoy it very much. Chelsea Handler may be the front runner to replace David Letterman. If this happens, millions of guys will go to bed with Chelsea every night. So, basically, no change.
Really? They're considering Chelsea Handler to replace David Letterman? Wow.
That'd be different because she is very snarky.
Yeah.
Ooh, is she snarky.
UConn will play Kentucky in tonight's NCAA final. My money is on the school that has nothing going for it other than college basketball. That doesn't help. Well, it doesn't. WrestleMania 30 was last night. I haven't watched it yet, so don't tell me who pretended to win.
It was big news, man. Big news in the wrestling community last night.
I'm sure it was. All right.
You don't want to know?
No, I don't want to know. It's
big news.
I don't care. Don't want to know. A series of small earthquakes rattled residents of Oklahoma over the weekend. People in Oklahoma haven't been this shaken since Walmart ran out of jean shorts. Frito-Lay has released its new Cheetos perfume. The perfume reportedly contains hints of cheddar, traces of lemon, and overpowering notes of misery. And last but not least, a fast food chain in New York State has banned Vladimir Putin from its 23 restaurants. But Putin would have been automatically banned anyway if they had one of those no shirt, no shoes, no service signs. That's been a quick look at the news. Please use the information contained therein for good, not for evil.
Do you realize there's going to be a whole generation of kids going, I had a wonderful time traveling with my family. Did you? in the SUV, huh? Well, that's because you never had to sit in the backseat middle hump suck seat for 1,500 miles. That was back when your parents could give a crap about child safety when you're dead. Hey, Dad, can we lay up in the back shelf here? Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. There's three dead bees up there. Can you try to get those out for me? Yeah, okay, perfect. As all the windows are rolled up, both parents smoking, blah, blah. As they paint my room with lead-based paint and drop me off at the asbestos elementary school to hang out in.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.